105.
There you go. A little throwback Friday music. Cloudy, cooler today. Not going to get any warmer than we are now, 36. Tomorrow, cloudy. Chance of snow late in the day with a high 36. And then Sunday, the best day of the weekend, the Lord's Day. Partly sunny in the high of 44. 58 on Monday, they say, if we can believe them liars. And that, no, I'm kidding. They have a hard job.
Pants on fire.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, and then 65 on Tuesday, which is just absolutely crazy. All right, I need to ask a question here. I got a text. And thank you, Summer, because she put her name on it. Everything Sucks on Netflix. It's a half-hour show.
Oh! Cool. Oh, maybe we can get a few in then. Maybe we can get like five in.
I say pace yourself, but do what you got to do.
Do a couple at least. You got to get two or three in.
We will for sure.
It looks like a really cute, funny show.
I know it does. Okay.
So there you go. So that's on TV. And this weekend, of course, the Olympics will be huge. And we're not doing very good. We're in fifth place with the medals.
Well, it's cold out.
And, it always is for the winter.
It's winter.
It's cold.
But it's extra wintry over there, they're saying.
If it wasn't
like,
for that
wind,
ice and bitter snow.
Temperatures. Yeah.
But yesterday was like, let's place fourth in everything day. Because the U.S. was out of the medal. And, you know, everything was fourth place. But at least the hockey team won yesterday. Thank goodness for that. But anyway, this is definitely not our Olympics. But then Susie sends me a story. Make up your mind. Are the Spice Girls reuniting for a tour or are they not? I want to know. Because first is, yes, they're touring. And then Posh says no. Victoria Beckham says no. Now TMZ says sources connected to the group tell us Mel B signed on the dotted line last Friday. And we're told the other members signed as well.
Well, who's telling the truth?
That's what I want to know. The girls have agreed to reunite for a series of concerts in the UK and here in these United States of America.
I don't know what the wait is.
After our story posted, Victoria Beckham told Vogue there would be no reunion tour. So what is it?
Come on, guys.
I'm so confused.
But we know Mel B has signed the deal, TMZ says, as have all the others, and it spells out specifics, including the number and location of concerts and compensation. So... All right, well, why aren't we seeing where the shows are?
I don't know.
Don't they understand when you reunite, it feels so good?
Well, Peaches,
that's Peaches
and Herb,
dude. They're not,
sorry.
Yeah, that's not the Spice Girls. Anyway.
Well, we'll stay tuned.
Time will tell. Will they? They're only going to play like the big places, right? Big arenas.
Sure.
They wouldn't come to Huntington, would they?
That would be amazing if they did, though.
Are you going? If they reunite, are you going?
Yeah, would you go?
Oh, I would.
I think it'd be fun.
I'd go. If you guys went, I'd go.
To see if they're hot on
that. Are the tickets free?
Oh, yeah. That's kind of the key.
Oh, yeah, we got to pay taxes. Got to pay taxes.
If you pay 50% tax.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so we'll give you the scoop. Okay. Maybe we'll have an update for you on Monday. So, all right, before we go, we were talking about the Olympics and how it was a bad day yesterday. And I'll tell you the thing that I watch. Anytime I flip on the Olympics and they have curling on, I watch it. I have no idea what's going on, but there's just something about it. I like watching it.
I like how they yell.
I like all the chants and all the squeals. And when the rock hits another rock, it just sounds really cool, and I watch it. And that's why I want to give a nice tribute to curling.
Here's to you, Olympic curlers. While other Olympic athletes push the limits of human endurance by going faster or farther than anyone else in history, you push a big flat rock across the ice while wearing your street shoes. An act so humble would normally be too humiliating for any Olympian to endure. But not you, oh master of the unremarkable. The guts it must have taken to tell your spouse, "I'm training for the Olympics. I'm going to be a curler." With no possibility of endorsement deals or the pressure of going pro, you bravely add untold insult to injury by blazing a path for that sliding rock with the ultimate symbol of your athletic dominance, a broom. And what's even more impressive, none of us know why. Does it make the rock slide faster? Does it make it go left and right? Or are you just a clean freak? Either way, you're a shining example of Olympic glory. And it's clear that you don't need a medal to tell the world what we already know. You're a winner. Curl on. Curl on.
All right, we got to go. Nice job today, Paula.
Hey, you're the best. Have a good weekend.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, 11 to 1. Yeah. Paul and I at Tam O'Shanter for the Golf Show.
Go, 11 to 1
tomorrow. Nice job, Trish.
Thanks for the ride. See you Monday.
Susan, you're rock solid.
Yep, thanks, boss. Thanks, listeners.
Russ Ryder coming up next, kicking off a 105-minute free ride. Until next time, this is Denny Schaefer saying, doing what you love is freedom. Loving what you do, that's happiness. Keep dreaming. Love your family. Go to church this weekend and make some memories. And